Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm John Batsu with my colleague Jakub Gwigil, a professor of politics at American Catholic University of America. He's also a visiting fellow at Stanford University, writing with his colleague Wes Mitchell at Foreign Policy about Europe First. What is to be done now that we demonstrate the links? What is to be done to stop aggression now? By this, I mean Ukraine. Is that correct, Jakub?
That's the most immediate, yes. I mean, there's a war going on the European continent, and we can't ignore it. We didn't choose it. We didn't cause it, but it's there. And we have to take that into consideration seriously, because a loss there, meaning a collapse and a fall of Ukraine and an expansion of Russian influence of some form or in some form, some format in that region would cause problems and instability in Europe for decades to come. It would cause immediately a problem, because it would be a security threat, immediate direct security threat to our NATO allies. Think about Poland, the Baltic states, Finland and others. But it also create a sense in Europe that the U.S. is not serious about deterring and defeating Russia. And some countries will arm as a response to that, which could be positive. But some others, I think more in the western side of the continent, will seek a further accommodation, will return to policy of accommodation towards Russia. And presumably at that point, I think also towards China, because why oppose a country that is even farther from you? And that, in of itself, I think, will be a disaster for our foreign policy and our long-term security.
You hear the negatives, Jakub. You hear the men and women who cross their arms to say, none of our affair. They used to be called isolationists. Now they're just called neo-something. How do you answer that?
Well, you know, isolation has never really worked, because you can ignore the world, but the world doesn't ignore you. So it's sort of a one-way street, and it just creates problems in the short and long run. And in Europe in particular, I think, is to say that this is not in our business, to a certain degree that it's true in the sense that we shouldn't fight there, we shouldn't send troops to Ukraine. But it isn't our business in the sense that it is a war, the war in Ukraine, caused by one of our primary rivals, Russia. And Russia is not the Russia of 1990. Which, you know, had a hope, and we had the hope that Russia would become as a sort of partner in the global world, and a partner in solving problems in the Caucasus, Middle East, and perhaps even Asia. It's not that. It's, well, the hope was, I think, misplaced. Russia is a serious rival, a serious military rival, and saying that it's not in our business, I think, really deeply undermines our security, not to mention the security of our allies, which ultimately will affect us too.
And a positive development, reawaken, I believe is the correct metaphor, our industrial base. Is it happening, Jakub?
To a certain degree, yes. I think one of the things that the war in Ukraine demonstrated was that, well, a war, old-fashioned war, is possible, not just in some forsaken corner of the Middle East or Africa, but actually in the center of Europe. And that war requires massive industrial capacity, which we somewhat let, we've forgotten about it. And so we have not produced enough ammunition, we have not produced enough armor, we have not produced enough missiles. And so I think this is, again, tragic. Nobody wanted it, but it's a good the positive of it is that it's reawakening us, and the Europeans to a certain degree too, to the need to actually produce things that are not very sexy. Literally artillery shells, right? It's not some highfalutin latest aircraft that is has the best technology and is the best aircraft ever created. It's actually old-fashioned artillery that is needed. But that requires industry, that requires obviously resources, and requires a certain capacity to produce it in mass. You can't produce a few. You have to produce thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these emanations. And again, I think that's a timely awakening, because if there is a war with China, we will need that too at some certain point, that capacity to mass produce on a monthly basis these tools of war.
Does stopping the advance in Europe stop China? We have about a minute.
Well, to a certain degree, I think it shows that we are serious about defeating a rival. It is also creating problems for China, because China now is helping Russia, so they're expanding their own capabilities for that. And it's showing that we and our allies, if we win this, are capable of devoting resources and attention to something that we thought it was impossible even 5 years ago. So in that sense, I think it does help us, both our reputation, but also our industrial capacity and our ability, our credibility to deter, to defeat and deter rivals. I think that is a good lesson for China. There's no question about it.
Europe First, 1941. Europe First, 2024. Jakob Grigel, writing at Foreign Policy. I'm John Matt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.